Let's go to work. Father, thank you so much. Help us to see what you want us to see tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Open your Bibles to Romans chapter 10. We're going to read this verse for a reason. This verse is a transitional verse. It determines how deep you can go in the Spirit. Romans 10:17 is a regular verse, but it's gonna reveal something to you tonight that's gonna bring you into places that are strictly apostolic. It says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, right? Yes. Now, your development or your understanding of the word is how powerful the word is coming to you. Yes, or what level? Is the word being taught to you only by a pastor or a teacher? Or is there an apostolic word or a prophetic? Those are two top, apostolic and prophetic. Is there an apostolic word? So the apostolic must be stronger than the teacher. Yes. Right. So that soul, you have another level of faith. Yes, sir. So then faith come by hearing, right? Yes, and hearing by the word of God. So the level of revelation in the word will determine the level of your faith. Yes. Yes. Back to Ephesians 4:11. Through 16, yes, sir. We're producing you as an apostolic believer. Yes, sir. That's what Ephesians 4:11-16 talking about, that you know how to handle it for yourself. Yes. All right, so if I'm teaching as a pastor, I'm at one level. But if I'm teaching according to Ephesians 4:11, If I'm teaching a stronger word with more revelation, your faith should be strong. Yes. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. And you ought to be able to use, I'm going to use a term now, I told you I'm going to use a term. You ought to be able to use apostolic faith. Never heard it before in my life. And the Spirit tonight going to put an input and an impact in your spirit with scriptures that going to lift you to another level in the spirit of knowing how to use faith at its higher level. Virgin territory. Now, John, you've been traveling with me. I never heard anybody talk on the apostolic faith. So I want you to sit down and write this down. Developing apostolic grace and faith properly. Developing apostolic grace and faith properly at its highest level in the spirit realm. Now, with that in mind, when we say that the type of words you hear determine the level of faith you go to. Yes, so if you've never been taught apostolically, you're at the lower level until you hear it taught apostolic. Tonight you're going to hear apostolic faith. I want you to look at with me Ephesians chapter 2. Pay close attention. Ephesians chapter 2. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19, and then we're going over into Ephesians 3 because I want you to see something. Ephesians 2, 19, it says, "Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints in the household of God, and are built up on the foundation of..." I didn't say it. You have to be further enough out of denomination structure to understand that God about to take you to another level in your spirit. Yes. All right? It says, "And built upon the foundation of the apostle." Now, God is talking about what he put in an apostle at a level in the spirit realm to come through that apostle to reveal things to you to put you in another spiritual position. Yes. Amen. You hear me? Yes. Watch what he's saying, because he's going to get deeper now. He's going to get deeper, but you got to be listening. Because when I begin to explain to you, I'm going to explain to you the greatest blocker of your faith. Tonight, you're going to, is the greatest blocker of your faith will be caught tonight. Yes. And the next time you use your faith, your faith going to flow smoothly. Let me give you this nugget, apostolically. Faith is not trying to get something. Faith is a manifesto of what already is. Man. Oh, man. Y'all got to hear. See, the next time you use your faith now. Faith is not trying to get something. Faith is a manifesto of what's already yours. Did you hear that? Now, how would that change your faith? Now, I'm not trying to get something. I'm about to take something. Because I wear the anointed for it. You follow what I'm saying? No, you didn't get it.
Yes, sir.
See, faith is not asking, faith is demanding.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's good.
Look at the 20th verse again. "And are built upon the foundation of the apostle and prophet, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the buildings fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple into the Lord, in whom you also are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit." Now notice chapter 3. Notice here that you might write the word promotion, because tonight you're being promoted. Are you with me online? Online, are you with me? You're being promoted to a higher dimension, which is called apostolic faith, apostolic teaching, apostolic revelation, apostolic wisdom, apostolic anointing produce a higher faith than normal faith. See, the revelation of the teaching produces the dimensions of the faith.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, have you ever heard about apostolic faith?
No, sir.
I guess you can say apostolic and prophetic faith, the two highest calling, because the revelation is going to be different. Now, watch what is said here. It will reveal to you that there is different levels in the realm of teaching and bringing you understanding that your faith, so faith come by what?
Hearing.
So the level of hearing will produce the level of faith, right?
Yes, sir.
So a Sunday school teacher couldn't be up here tonight. A storyteller. See, because I'm trusting the Holy Spirit. I feel the presence of God coming while I'm up here now.
Right.
Because he really wants a segment or a remnant of the body of Christ operating in apostolic faith. It'll bring you to a higher level. What kind of faith I say?
Apostolic faith.
In order to have apostolic faith, what has to happen? What? What we say, so then faith come by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by what?
The word.
All right, in order to have apostolic faith, what got to happen? You got to hear apostolic word. You got to hear apostolic teaching. You got to hear apostolic revelation. You got to hear apostolic understanding. You got to be under apostolic anointing. You're going to have an apostolic impartation. Not just revelation, but impartation. And so you're going to have to listen apostolic. You're going to have to expect more. Notice, I can't do this by myself. You're going to have to be ready to lock in, go deeper, and to go higher. The Holy Ghost is here to help us for this transitional period in the spirit that God is bringing us to. Your prayer going to be answered faster. Your request and demand going to be manifested faster. You're going to have more demonstration in the spirit. Your weakness is going to turn into strength. I hear the Spirit say, your lagging days are over. There is a boldness moving in this place right now. You're going to be more bolder in the Spirit because you're going to be operating as an apostle. Now. I don't want you to miss this part. Sit down. Chapter 3. You're going to say something to us. And I want to get to the primaries tonight because it's so, I want to show you the greatest faith blocker there is. And it's not the devil. It's you. The devil really can't block you. Jesus already took him out. Whew. Hallelujah. All right, now, the mysteries of faith, the mysteries of the spirit realm. I want you to get that. I want you to hear that. The mysteries of the supernatural. The mysteries of the spirit world cannot come through organized religion. Organized religion wants to please you. And anybody who wants to please you can't feed you. Because there's certain things you need to hear. You need to be hit by power sometimes, and need to shake you up and say, yeah, I ain't doing that no more. That's just between you and God, you see. But if you just pacify you. So everybody got to get rid of online, get rid of your pacifier. All spiritual pacifiers got to be thrown in the toilet and flushed. Because we're about to go to another level. Everybody see we're about to go to another level. See, we're talking to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost want to help us tonight. Mm-hmm. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, my God. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to God. Let me give you an example of this as I got in the spirit just now. All your problems about to become small. And you're just going to sweep them. You're not going to talk with it. You're not going to pray about it. You're just going to sweep. You're going in there with a divine broom. Just sweep things out. I don't want this no more. I don't want this no more. You ain't got to pray about it. No, I'll sweep it out. Now listen to, there's a lot of mysteries in the spirit. And they got to be revealed. They got to be unfolded. And they be unfolded at certain levels. Now listen to this reading, because I'm not getting far, but in Ephesians 3, 1, for this cause I, Paul, so Paul is an apostle, right?
Yes, sir.
The prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. If you have heard the dispensation, look what he's talking about, of the grace of God, which is given me to you all. How you see it?
Yes,
how that by revelation, verse 3, you with me?
Yes,
he made known unto me the mystery as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mysteries of Christ. Wait now, why what he said? Now this see, most of the New Testament is apostolic. It's apostle preaching to you, apostle teaching you. And somewhere men stop it with Baptist or Catholic or Church of God in Christ. A word of faith. No, it's apostolic. And you're gonna have to hear, I want y'all to hear apostolic now. A meaning that the structure of heaven to earth government, which opened the portals of the supernatural, so all those connected can enter in and benefit. So we're getting a handle on supernatural faith. Faith that does not ask but take. Because it's rightfully mine. And nobody can get it for me but me. Watch what it says here. In the fourth verse. Whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge, my apostolic knowledge, in the mystery of Christ. Now watch what he said in verse 5. Watch what he said in verse 5. Which in other ages was not made known unto the Son of Men, as is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophet by the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Now, let me read that verse again. Which in other ages was not made known unto the Son of Men, as is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Did you catch that?
Yes, sir.
Now, so then faith come by hearing. Let's listen to some apostolic preaching. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 for a moment. For a moment. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Apostolic, supernatural, manifested faith. We're about to look at what it takes. What it takes to produce apostolic, supernatural faith. And you read here, we've got to go back to Romans 10, 17. What you've been hearing? Come on, won't you stay with me?
Yes, sir.
So here's an apostle preaching in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm going to read from verse 1, but I want you to hear what he said in verse 5. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. There's a lot of faith teaching that was good within itself, but it never reached the apostolic level. I need two people to be with me anyway. Yes, you listening? It never got to this level that your faith is not asking. Your faith is demanding. See, when you use your faith from now on, recognize you're using a demanding faith. A faith, listen to me, a faith that carries divine rights. A faith that carries divine ownership mixed with grace. Because there's apostolic grace there too. Apostolic grace and apostolic faith carry the highest dimension of the spirit world. You're no longer just a regular church member. You're no longer just a regular Christian. You know your rights and you're stepping off into it. Listen here. Listen to this type of preaching to produce this type of faith. And I, brethren, made the first verse, chapter 2. Actually, my Bible, this Bible I got, it read at the top of this chapter, faith in God's power. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech, of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. You see that? Yes. And listen to what this apostle said. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Yeah. Look what he says. And my what?
Preaching.
And my what?
Preaching.
Well, not with what? But what? For what? For what? You see it?
Yes, sir.
You see it?
Yes.
It goes on to say, it gets deeper and deeper. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect.
Yes, sir.
Yet not the wisdom of this world, not the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even a hidden wisdom, all that going in your faith, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard. See now, kopa teleia. So see now, you trying to hear faith with just what you hear? See, you got to hear faith, this apostolic faith, you got to hear with your inner ear.
Yes, sir.
Not just a sound. You have to let the Lord speak to you. Personally. Powerfully. You can't really hear in the spirit naturally. John proved that in Revelation. He said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and I heard. He had people right around him, didn't hear nothing. I didn't only hear, I saw. So you can come to church and sitting on a row with some people, and some of them not hearing nothing. Until they get trained how to hear. Let's say everybody in here hearing. Everybody online hearing. Hallelujah. I'm just going to believe that, me. I'm believing everybody getting it. I believe the Holy Ghost is going to show you something tonight. Reveal to you when you lay down. Oh, yeah. I believe you're going to clear a whole lot of stuff up tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So for this type of teaching, there can't be no performance. Jesus Christ. But it's written, verse 9, I have not seen no ear heard, neither have entered in the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Now, but God has revealed. So what we're talking about here, this type of faith, you got to hear revelation. It's not just a sound. It's not just English or Greek or whatever it is. When you really stepping off in the highest type of faith, it's a faith that did not come to you in word only. It came to you in revelation. It opens something up you needed to hear. Here come the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost is involved in faith. And the Holy Ghost have to open that spirit realm up that you do gate palenskata. You be not a natural person, but you hear the voice of God for yourself. You no longer hear Leroy's voice. You hear God's voice. Leroy got to get out of the way. See. So now I want to talk about the Holy Ghost. When we talk about a minute, I see it. Revealed faith. I never heard that. Revealed faith. It's supernaturally dimensional. Revealed faith. In other words, a person can read the scripture or hear the scripture and don't hear what you hear. So that means they can't do what you do. Because you're about to make a pioneer move. You're about to become a pace setter in your neighborhood. And don't tell me, don't sit here and tell me if you got all that going on the inside, it's not going to show up on the outside. No, you need, it's going to manifest. Yes, God, let me manifest. Yes. So faith is not forgetting, it is for manifesting what is already yours. And it's the combination. Go to Romans chapter 12. verse 3. This is where he started me out in this. And we're going in the ring right now. Yeah, because we had to box our way out of this thing. Because this, we're going to box our way to the next level. Romans chapter 12, verse 3 has a revelation in it that I believe that going to promote your faith tonight. That there's an apostolic anointing that must rest on your faith. You hear what I said?
Yes.
Well, write that down. A apostolic anointing must rest on my faith tonight. My faith, in one session, my faith changed. Now you got to remember, we start off with, so then faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And then we determine how powerful or what level or what rank out of the fivefold ministry gift are you hearing? No, I didn't get it. You see, how many offices got five, isn't it? Okay, what level is that person in teaching you? What level is that person anointing is what's going to go in your faith? And I'm saying to you, the major part of the body of Christ never walked in the level that you're hearing tonight. See, I'm not talking about me. I'm not talking about me being such a great teacher. I'm stupid to it to myself. All these years I've been preaching, and I saw the fivefold ministry gift, and then the Lord called me to be an apostle. I didn't know what he's talking about, but he'd been training me all the while. That's why he made me the father of the prophet so much. He made me the father of the prophet. See, I give you the self-same anointing. Now, what you're about to see now, see, I've been teaching a little over a half hour. What you're about to see now is going to produce results. All right. You listening? You ready? In Romans chapter 12, verse 3, for I say through the grace, underline grace, because how can I get ahead of myself? Satan does not want your faith to know its grace place. So tonight, after I finish with this verse, you're going to begin walking in apostolic grace and apostolic faith together. And this is what I'm about to say. Can't fail. Because you're talking about tonight on this, what is it, Wednesday night? The highest rim a Christian can go to. My God. We ain't tell me coming on a rainy Wednesday night. You know, people stay at home by the tons, and I made it.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's something you can hear it later, but when it's coming straight out, hot. Yeah, I like... You cook biscuit. I like them hot out the oven. You know what I'm saying? You can warm them up, but they don't stand. They don't taste the same when you warm them up. Whether you know it or not, if you're not too dull, your heart is on fire tonight, because you're actually ministering to the whole body of Christ. I don't know how many are going to accept it. But these tapes will be out. It's actually virgin territory. And it's going to make stronger Christians.
Yes.
I'm about to expose one of the greatest, the greatest enemy to your faith. Satan is not your greatest enemy. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Why? A defeated enemy can't be my greatest enemy. I got Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Power of the enemy, do you no harm? So Satan, we're giving him too much credit. Gentlemen, we're giving these transgenders too much credit. That ain't 1% of the population. They ain't that powerful. You don't scare me, somebody, you got to love me. I ain't got to love you, heifer. You don't want to hear the word of God and get it right, I ain't got to love you. I don't love sin. I ain't got to accept nothing that against God. For I say through the grace of men, verse 3, given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. You see the measure of faith? That measure can be increased and built up on. Everybody got the measure of faith, all right? Some people still have the same measure. Nowhere. Just talking about it, but not having the production with it. But here's what I want you to see. The greatest enemy to your faith is in this verse. M-I-N-D. Notice he used the word think three times, and that's between grace and faith. He started off, listen, class, I want you to see this. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Between grace and faith is a wrong thinking mind. You know, in every challenge you ever had, you prayed about and you're using faith, thoughts come up. The greatest fighter against your faith is your own mind. Today, because of revelation, your mind come to a shutdown against your faith. Because you know when they're trying to tell you something, when God had told you something else. Whose voice I'm going to listen to? Whose mind I'm going to operate in? How did you say that to me, Holy Spirit? Your mind is the greatest faith robber. Your mind is the greatest grace blocker. Got it? Your mind will block your ownership. Block your favor. The grace and favor are interchangeable. Y'all know we got mind trouble. If you tell me you ain't got no mind trouble, you don't have no mind trouble, you are a liar. I'm going to call you a liar to your faith, and I'm going to have somebody come cast that demon out of you. Listen, that mind can be precious. That's why he told us what to do with that mind to get that mind into acceptable. Look at the second point. He told us all of this, how to present our body in the first verse, then how to present our mind in the second verse, because we're going in the realm of the spirit. So now, you tonight, you are called by God to operate in and on the highest level of faith. You don't have to be an apostle. You're connected with apostolic teaching. So you can function apostolically. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
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 Developing apostolic grace and faith properly. Let me release some of this stuff to you now. The robbery of many believers' faith have been going on a long time by demonical strategies. You heard it?
Yes, sir.
You are about to be set up to rightfully operate in the God kind of faith that will change everything in your life. It's that thought. You have read the scripture. You have prayed. You have believed God. You have come to that thought. Now, I'm going to cuss a little bit. Hell no. When that thought comes, say, hell no. I already got my order in. And you can't stop it. And I know it. Yeah, you can go and say, when you go and say, hell no, just say hell no to it. You're telling hell no. You're telling Satan no. You're not going to run me. I'm tied in with God. You got to run Jesus to run me. Actually, he told me to write this down. Everyone under the sound and understanding of my voice, notice what he said now. The sound and understanding of my voice is about to move into a new dimension of faith that the body of Christ know very little about. There'll be those who say apostolic faith and no such thing. So then faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. So the Apostle Paul said, I didn't preach normally. Then Paul says, a whole lot of things have not been revealed. It's been revealed to me as an apostle. We read it, didn't we? So let me give you some shouting ground here as close. The robbing and blocking of your faith is over. The measure of your faith is about to step in ever increasing flow. Don't let your mind shut your faith down and block your grace. Don't let your mind shut your faith down and block your grace. Whew. Your mind is always trying to get between faith and grace. Turn to Luke 17. Well, he's just going to teach on health tonight. Look at you. Y'all know you're watching. Look at you. There you go. Oh, man. Oh. Oh. I don't know what I'm going to do myself. trial time, the Lord tell me what to do. Now, we talked about the measure of faith in Romans 12, 3, right?
Yes.
And we saw the interruption that Satan used to keep our faith at the same level. Thoughts. You must know tonight you're on another level. And the only way you're going to know is by faith. All right? So that was the measure of faith. Now, here is an insight about faith and the kingdom that we must expose you to tonight. Faith and the kingdom. The whole kingdom process is a seed process. The kingdom worked by seed. If the kingdom worked by seed, and it does, you have to recognize that faith is a seed. And you got to give it time to grow. When you're using your faith, you're planting a supernatural seed. That the only person who can dig it up is you. Here come that thought. Didn't happen today. Didn't happen yesterday. Here come that thought. God faith time into you must be now. And it must be based on God said it. Not that it showed up. And you must stay in that position. It got to manifest. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So I got it. Because I own it. And I got my faith on it. In Luke 17:6, and the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, see, it's a seed, you might say unto the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. You see, the seed and the harvest are not synonymous. Yet they are. Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So you always can go back to that verse. I got this now. I don't see nothing. I don't feel nothing. But I got it because I own it. You must understand the revelation of mustard seed faith. My goodness. Ooh. All right, I see it, Lord. 17:5. Holy Spirit, just show me that. 17:5. And the apostle said, unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed. See, you don't need no increased faith. You need to increase your use of your faith. So you must understand the revelation of the mustard seed faith. Now here's one that you must use all the time. Hebrews 12:2. I'm going to make a statement about that scripture. Because there's a great revelation in this verse. And I'm going to give you a statement that can cause you to grow spiritually, quickly. Always looking to the matura of your faith. The matura of your faith. The Lord Jesus Christ. He will mature you in faith. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He's the author of it. He's the finisher of it. But look. Jesus said, listen, I've been through some things. So just because you got faith doesn't mean you're not going to go through something. But he said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. But look where he ended up at. What do you think Jesus was when he's going on that cross? This isn't really no victory to me. I'm on this cross. I'm bleeding. My enemy laughing. They're dancing. What if Jesus was on that cross and he had no faith? We'd have never got redeemed. Faith don't mean everything gonna disappear right away. Not in the natural, but it gotta disappear in your spirit. Up in here tonight, around the world, everybody can go free from everything. Yes, no, not tomorrow. I'm talking right here tonight. Yes, sir. If you're willing to put your faith on the line, yes, and answer those thoughts. Hell no. Y'all too holy to say that? You better know how to tell hell no. Tell three people tonight, my night. Tell them I stepped off into apostolic faith and apostolic grace by revelation. So now you know how to look to the mature of your faith, right? That verse I tell you, look to it. Faith does not mean you're not going to have hindering moments. Whatever you're going through right now, you can put it in that verse right there. I said whatever you're going through right now, you can put it in that verse right there. If you're going to look to Jesus, look into Jesus, the author and finish your faith, and stop looking at the problem. He showed us how to go through it. He went through all that on the cross, and they thought they had him. He went to the grave. They thought they had him. He got up. Yes. On the third day, they thought they had him. Yes, he took off. Yes. Where he at now? Yes. Sitting on the right hand of the Father, laughing. Yes. My faith brought me thus far. faith, I heard this now. Faith will always get you in a heavenly position. Your faith is always carrying you to your destiny. All right. Who am I? I better close here and tell you something. Sit down and write these notes in my clothes, and I'll take up Sunday. But I want you to take these notes real close now. Managing your faith potentials properly. The mind interrupts manifestations of your faith. Now, I'm going to give you a definition I read today about potential. Potential means unexposed ability. It means reserved power. It means undiscovered strength. It means undiscovered abilities. Listen to this one. It means unused success. It means a dominant gifts. It means hidden talents and living power. I'm going to go over that in my closing. I want you to hear this. That this supernatural faith you got on the inside of you, the potential means unexposed ability. Reserve power. Undiscovered strength. Undiscovered abilities. Listen to this one. Unused success. Dominant gifts. Hidden talent. And living power. Write this note down, I'll close. Manifesting strong faith. Romans chapter 4, verse 16 and 20 and 22. Manifesting strong faith, or manifesting this apostolic faith, manifesting this insight that God has given you tonight. In Jesus' name. Call somebody up and tell them he taught on help. You got to go over this over and over, you know. It was revealed to me. I will teach it to you. And you have to think about it and look over your notes and stuff or listen to the tape again, that it could be revealed to you. You understand? Because spiritual laws works by revelation. All right.